Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Each day creeping up the total in the lockbox, $439,417 right now, Alan.
Uh-oh. We're getting so close. If everybody just made that crucial decision, we could do it in a day. Hey, David, in the fund drives themselves, we make $150,000 a day, sometimes $200,000. So $50,000 to go halfway in the drive. For all those people, don't be calling me up and telling me, how come the fund drive is so long? We can cut it out right now. All you have to do is go right to the lockbox at WAMC.org, put something in, and say, David sent you.
WAMC.org. It's amazing. It really is, Alan, all these years that this fund drive and these listeners that just gather around and have our backs.
Yeah, and have their own backs, too, by the way, because it's their station and they made it. They put it all in. I keep telling everybody, there are places where they pay the head of the station $1 million a year. Can you imagine? And all of that in some of the big cities. And here, we all just work at it. We work at it as hard as we can, knowing that everybody understands that it is, quote, our station.
Keep the faith. Well, President Trump now conceding to Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, about delivering the State of the Union. A tit for tat over that yesterday. Again, the president conceding, and we also have the shutdown. Maybe a potential for an agreement to restart the government. Your thoughts, Alan?
Well, look, an awful lot of Republicans are in a bad spot here. There are some Democrats who feel the same way, that even though it's blackmail, we all know it by Trump, you know, he's going to keep the government closed. The polling is showing it. Individual senators are very upset. So now the House has passed the bill, David, and the Senate is taking it up as well as the Republican bill. Now, the Republican bill isn't going to pass. We've been told that. The Democratic bill, which has been passed by the House, has a shot because it does look like some of the Republican senators have so much heat on them that they just might break ranks. Now, in some cases, it calls for profile and courage. We know that because it would mean that they would have to face angry Trump voters who support him no matter what. On the other hand, it would be interesting. Now, remember that Mitch McConnell is doing his job as he sees it. It's unbelievable, but he does. He's not bringing anything up for a vote that the president won't sign. So now the pressure will go to the president. Let's just say he brings this up. Some Republican senators vote for both bills. They vote for the bill, the Republican bill, which has the money in it for the wall. They vote for the Democratic bill, which doesn't. The Democratic bill, let's just say, passes. It goes to the president. What will he do then? My bet is it doesn't get that far, but it could.
What do you make, Alan, of Michael Cohen now delaying his congressional testimony out of safety fears? I saw a picture of him with his arm in a sling.
Yeah, well, we really don't know. We do know that the guy is a confirmed liar. That's for sure. So some of this could be made up or not. Would I put it past the Trump people to do that? Would Giuliani, who's making no apologies? No, I would not. It's the last thing they need is that guy going before Congress. And that means there are certain congressional people who are saying, hey, we're going to subpoena him anyway. He's going to come. He'll have to come. If that happens, it's clear that people will have to make up their mind whether or not he is the guy who is telling them the truth. And that could be some of the people in the Republican base. You know, it's one thing when a fixer comes forward and says he was a bad man. But if he gets up there with details and says, this is what happened and this is when it happened. Now, whether Mueller wants that in his investigation or not, that's unclear. Right now, we're hearing it's because he didn't want his father-in-law implicated in all of this. And Giuliani is saying, hey, the guy is a crook, as I remember hearing some of his utterances yesterday. And that is sort of a threat. And it is a potential obstruction of justice on the Trump people's parts. So we'll just have to see how all that plays out.
And here we sit waiting for the Mueller investigation to wrap up and the report to be released, and no sign of when that'll happen.
That's right, David. This guy is a professional. He ran the FBI, ran good part of justice, knows his stuff. There have been no leaks. It's going to be interesting. He'll do it when he wants. It's okay with me.
What do you make of the Venezuela President Maduro cutting ties with the U.S. as the opposition leader
Juan Guaido
has declared himself the president? President Trump is supporting Guaido.
You know, David, another golden opportunity to divert attention. And this could be the dog wagging that people have been waiting for a long time, because we understand as the tension tightens on the president, on Trump, they're going to be looking for anything. And this is a good one, because Maduro is a no-good Nick. We know that. You know, there is a possibility here of some kind of revolution. So Trump is going to get involved in this. And it's handmade for him, because it's leftist versus rightist politics.
The fight on the national scene goes on over migrants crossing the border. We have in New York, the state legislature approved the DREAM Act, Alan, which would offer college aid for children of undocumented immigrants.
Yeah, it's a good thing. New Yorkers are really, every time they see that guy's face on television, they get angrier. We're talking about the president. So politicians are going to rush to say, okay, all the things he's going to deny, the state of New York is going to have a separate little country here that'll be different than what the president is trying to do with the red states and others. We're seeing it on abortion. We're seeing it on so many ways. And this is just one other. Americans are all immigrants. We know it. And as they understand, the Democrats do not want open borders. What they want are legal ways for people to continue to immigrate. After all, that's where we all came from.
Our political loser, Alan Chartok, with us. Thank you, sir.
And thank you, David.